This podcast helps you to understand the position of Catholics by the beginning of the period you are studying. Just before Elizabeth became queen in 1558, the majority of England's population of 3 million was Catholic. By the time Elizabeth died in 1603, this number had dropped to 40,000. The reign of Elizabeth was to mark a massive shift in British history, that from Catholicism to Protestantism. Two key laws had been passed to ensure people conformed to Protestant worship. One, the Act of Uniformity, was passed in 1559. This stated that worship had to be the same, uniform. Every week, each person had to attend a church service which followed the Book of Common Prayer. If they did not, they had to pay a fine. The second, the Act of Supremacy, was passed in 1559. This said that Elizabeth was the supreme governor of the Church of England. It was Elizabeth and not the Pope who was head of the Church in England, and anyone who claimed that the Pope was the head of God's Church on earth was effectively seen as a traitor. By 1570, therefore, many English Catholics had completely dropped their old faith, because most priests accepted Elizabeth's changes and weekly Protestant sermons gradually changed people's beliefs. Few Elizabethans could afford to pay the fines for not attending church, and finally, all marriages and baptisms had to follow the Protestant prayer book. Although most people had turned to Protestantism by the 1570s, there were still those who followed Catholicism, albeit behind closed doors. These subjects were Catholic at heart, but they made an outward show of Protestantism. Elizabeth was happy with this. She allowed Catholics to attend court, and in strong Catholic areas she did not insist that justices of the peace, or JPs, enforce fines. She believed that Catholicism would wither away. By 1580, however, it was clear that Catholicism would not wither away. For one thing, Catholics, who had up until then been happy to conform, started to stand up for their faith. From 1580 onwards, the numbers of recusants, people who refused to attend church, increased. These people had to be wealthy to afford the fines of 12 pence, about 4 days' wages for a labourer, for each service missed. While many still maintained their loyalty to the Queen, there were some who were prepared to plot against her.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.